Welcome to the Refuge Podcast, where we cultivate our faith in the shelter of God's Word. I'm your host, Jennifer Elwood. And today we are reading chapter 16 in Counting Up to Christmas, 24 Gifts from the Gospel of Luke. And we will receive the gift of the law's fulfillment. So if you haven't yet, read Luke 16 and then come back and contemplate this verse with me. The law and the prophets were until John. Since then, the good news of the kingdom of God is preached, and everyone forces his way into it. But it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one dot of the law to become void. And that is Luke 16, 16 through 17 in the ESV translation. Does your family decorate a Christmas tree each year? I adore this tradition. As a child, my dad selected a real tree for purchase in early December. He took great care to trim the trunk, secure the aromatic timber in the stand, and ensure proper watering. Then the lights came out. All four of us kids fussed at the lengthy process involved in placing the tiny illuminations just right. Boxes of decorations waiting on the floor mocked our impatience. Once the light adornment was completed, we rushed to the tree, ensuring a prominent view for our favorite ornaments. As we consider the importance of light in our celebrations, let's light a spotlight on our gift today, the law's fulfillment. Let's begin with a definition of the law. In the original Greek, the word is nomos. These are the ceremonial and moral rules, the backbone of Judaism as stated in the Old Testament. In our focus verse today, Jesus included the writings of biblical prophets. I'll share with you how I felt about the law when I was a new believer. I didn't want to read Leviticus, Numbers, or Deuteronomy. I didn't love the idea of following rigid rules that didn't make sense to me. Relegating the law into the category of too complicated was easy to do. However, the law exists in God's word and will never disappear. The law begs our attention. It's a mistake to ignore or misunderstand it. God gave us the law to guide us to live our best lives in the way God designed. The writer's perception of the law in Psalm 119, an acrostic poem giving joyous tribute to the role of the law in our lives, gives us an excellent way to understand it. He demonstrated the light of the law when he wrote, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." According to this beautiful scripture, when we understand and keep the law, we can receive counsel, not be put to shame, guard purity, turn our eyes from worthless things, be wiser than our enemies, and be kept from evil ways. The law is not something to be scared of because it shows us the illuminated path of God's ways. As we delight in the law, we are more likely to hate the false, dark way of sin. Before Jesus, the atonement of sin according to the law involves blood sacrifices, specifically the blood of a perfect lamb to cover sin. The gift for today, the fulfillment of the law, enables us to live covered once and for all by the blood of the final sacrifice, the perfect lamb. Paul, a later apostle of Jesus, understood this. In his letter to Galatians, he stated, "But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Because of Jesus's final sacrifice, God sent us the Holy Spirit through belief, who lives in us and guides us." Let's not forget, the law was written by God in tandem with Jesus and the Holy Spirit, who were right there with him. To be led in the Spirit is to be led in the fulfilled, no more sacrifice needed law. Paul further states, "For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." When we shine the light of the world and steadfast love of Jesus on others, the gift is properly opened. Here's our prayer for today. Lord, we are grateful for your light-filled, steadfast love. Thank you for sacrificing so much. We are humbly on our knees before you in gratitude for the law and the final, beautiful fulfillment of Jesus. Please help us to fully embrace the law's fulfillment and the light of the world, Jesus, in a way that shines his light to others. Amen. And worship song is The Light of Christmas. And I just have to point out, I am recording this on December 15th, 2023, and it is actually the last day of Hanukkah today. So I just had to point that out. The light of Jesus, represented in a Jewish tradition, and here we see it in today's gift as well. So here is your Christmas quietude prompt. I'm going to read Galatians 5:14 one more time for you. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. Is there someone who needs the light of Jesus, the fulfillment in their lives today? And so contemplate who that might be and pray for them and consider how you might speak into their lives, or journal and enjoy your time with the Lord.